The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, 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 yo. What up, y'all? Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yeah.
Is there?
What's up? Swax. What we looking like?
2 weeks into, almost 3 weeks into the new year. Anything? Yeah. How's it been so far? How's your new year starting off?
It's been great, man. Great new year. Great things is happening. Just, you know, keep my head above water, shoot low, aim high. You know what I mean? Yeah, y'all know what that means. I mean, you're doing the exact same thing I'm doing. You know, blessings to everybody, man. The good, the bad, the happy, and sad, man. I give it all to God. Get a lot of people to God, get a lot of things to God, and that's the only way to go high. A lot of people try to take things in their own, and they mess it up, and they still end up having to give it to God anyway, you know what I'm saying? So I learned my lessons early. So, you know, let things just happen, because nobody really knows what's about to happen tomorrow. Like, you know what's about to happen tomorrow? What if you just happen to think about winning a lottery tomorrow and just go play and you win for your whole life change like this? You know what I'm saying? So I really don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So, you know, I just be really happy for the present that he gave me. And that's the present time. So, you know, right present time right now, I ain't hungry. I ain't sleepy. I ain't got to take your shit. So I'm good.
All right. what was did you have any big events?
No. You know what I'm saying? We are still in construction, but we still, you know, having great events. You know, Taryn just now throwed another one on New Year's and, you know, doing recordings in the studios and stuff, feeding people staying at the Airbnbs right now, you know, so, you know, it's moving, you know, as time going, I'm all about growth right now, starting from the bottom, but it's doing really, really good, man, especially where I'm at. What you got going on? What happened with you? I heard you had a party and shit.
Yeah, we had a party. You know, I don't want to sound conceited and like just brag about it myself. So we got a guest that was in the building, and his name is Sean. He's one of the hosts of the Face the Fact podcast. He was in the building.
Oh, yeah,
up in New York. Yeah, from North Carolina.
So let's do it
real quick. We're gonna talk about the polymath party. Yeah, I had DJ Sus One, DJ whatever.
Sus, what up?
Ryan Vandal. Yeah, it was dope. Sponsored by Heineken, Legally Highest. It was a
nice
party. Yeah. So here's Sean.
So what was going on? Was a lot of like cocaine and women having sex in the bathroom?
Someone said that there was somebody having sex in the bathroom. I was
there
running around.
That's a successful fucking party right there. You got people having sex in the bathroom and cocaine is going, girl saying, I'm going to powder my nose. That's a fucking party.
It's definitely a party. It was open bar. You know, it got the job done. You know, I threw it to give exposure to my podcast network and the podcast that I produce. Sean, what's up, bro?
What up? What up?
Okay, so in the background. Oh, turn your phone sideways if you could. So it's horizontal. Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Can you see me? I got you on my desk, so.
Sean.
What up?
What's good, brother?
What's good, brother?
Listen, I heard you was at the party, man. Was you one of the guys having sex in the bathroom?
There was sex in the bathroom.
Yeah, someone said someone was having sex. Got caught having sex in the bathroom. I don't know who it was.
No, not me. I got some class now. And if the price won't right, then oh wow, someone having sex in the bathroom.
How would you explain? So first of all, you know, we were letting listeners know that you came up from North Carolina to New York,
right?
To help celebrate with us. We filmed some episodes. We got some work done.
We did.
So Sean is one of the co-hosts of Face the Fact podcast. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Face the Fact podcast. Courtney is the host. I'm the co-host. She was doing it before I joined her. I was a guest on the show, episode 5. It was called Taking a Risk. It was more about entrepreneurship, believing in yourself, you know, the things that you do, because I sell body oil, I sell salt to a snail.
Salt to a snail.
Anything that can give me some money, I sell it, okay?
There you go.
Except drugs, you feel me? I ain't trying to do no time. I can't make it in prison.
I'm saying, you selling yourself, that's drugs.
Selling myself?
Yeah, that's drugs.
Well, I am the drug. You know, I'm not thinking off.
That's dope. So, yeah, so what kind of stuff do you guys talk about on there?
So, we basically talked about taking a risk, being an entrepreneur, not being afraid to fail. You know, everything is always not a success when you first started. The support, you know, people going to support you. And sometimes we live in a small community, so it's kind of hard, you know, for people to support you. So, strangers and others will support you quicker than your peers, basically, you know, your own community. It was basically dropping gems, you know, encouraging people, motivating people to keep going. Don't stop. Don't give up on your dream, whatever you got going on. And the chemistry was just like, boom, you know, instantaneous. Like with me and Courtney, it was like, okay. So she like, you want to
lock eyes?
Say that again.
Y'all locked eyes?
I'm gay.
Oh, why did I tell me this shit?
We've already did like eyes, but no, I'm gay. I'm openly gay. I am secure with who I am. Peace. I love myself. But yeah, so the connection and the chemistry was instantaneous with us. And, you know, and we've been rocking there since, you know. Oh.
Now you're missing one part, because I was a guest on this show, and you're missing one part that you guys do at the end.
What y'all do?
What's it called? The spicy round.
The spicy round. Yeah. So we're basically known for our spicy round. Everybody, because I'm no filter. I say what I want to say, when I want to say it, and how I want to say it. It's just me, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm very opinionated and outspoken. You know, we can agree to disagree, but everybody doesn't like our spicy round because we get really spicy.
I think later in the show we're gonna give Wax a taste of the spicy round.
Oh, we're gonna get Wax a taste of the spicy
round. Not too spicy. I like my mild buffalo wings.
That's weak shit, man. Mild is weak shit. All
right, so we're gonna get into some advice. You know, we usually give our listeners advice, and they can find us on Instagram to send us a DM at Wax.
Yes, it's at Bully and the Beast Podcast. Holler at us. And you want to send us an email, make sure it's detailed. If not, we're going to fill in them holes. You know what I mean? So hit us up at the Bully and the Beast Podcast. Holler at your boy at gmail.com.
Dope. Okay, so this round of advice actually comes from me. No, I need a fucking advice. Bad. Fuck myself. Bad. Mm-hmm. I get this back in focus. Word. So I was filming a recap for a brunch on Sunday.
Okay. Peace.
And I filmed the event, and I'll go home, and I go to edit the footage today. Comes to find out, I left my camera at the fucking venue.
Okay.
And that, I got into a car accident last Monday where I don't have a car and shit. So I took the Uber back to the venue, talked to the owner and shit. And, basically the camera's gone, bro.
Camera's gone.
Ask around. Mm-hmm. So long story short, I owe people money, boy, because the footage I had on the camera, I never unloaded onto my, onto my computer. So I did an event for a couple hundred dollars that the footage is gone. So I had to pay that back. The lens on my camera wasn't mine. I was borrowing it. And that shit's gone. I got to pay that back. Okay. And I'm out of the camera. So, you know, you ever seen that TikTok and be like, I need to make $700 by tomorrow, huh? I need to make $700 by tomorrow. That's me. So I'm trying to figure out ways, you know, any which way where I can make bread to get back on my fucking back at sea level.
Real fast.
I can't do crack.
You got a stop sign where you live?
Yes. Fuck.
Okay. Guess your answer.
Now I'm gonna say the other wax is two sides to me always. You know what I'm saying? I was gonna say there's a thing to call Euros. You know what I mean? You go on there, and it's a little older ladies and stuff like that. But they rich. They're looking for companions real fast. Yeah. Listen, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. But the other thing, you know, I've been asking people, asking things, and you stuff like that. And they are designed to let us down, so God could get the glory. So just ask Jesus, ask God, and he'll make sure you get it. He got your back. Wow. Every time I ask, he always make a way out of no way. You know what I'm saying? But when I ask other people and stuff like that, it just be like, nope. Or you got to whore yourself out. Going to devil's playground.
Okay, quick, so basically, bread. I say all I have to say. I'm probably going to put a couple of links in the description if anybody wants to fucking donate a dollar or two. I appreciate that. Guys,
we talking about lenses and shit. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get some bread. Them older ladies was definitely, you just take you out on a date real fast. It's not even you have to smash them.
I respect myself, man. I can't give my body up like that.
You don't have to have sex. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to have sex. You don't need to do is just go out on a date with them real fast. It's 350 real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Like, see, I was just talking about I gotta monetize shit. And monetize my life and figure out how I can make everything that I'm doing can make money off of it so I can get this back because I can't have any wasted stuff.
We ain't talking about in time in like a month. Or something. We're talking about you need it right now.
I mean, like, I'll say a month. A month might be a decent time frame.
A month, I figure something out. You know what I'm saying?
I might have to do Uber Eats.
But if it all fails real fast, God, but right before it fails and you think you still got it, Euros, bro. Euros is not bad.
What is Euros?
Older rich ladies. They want dates.
Older rich ladies. Orals.
Euros. Yeah,
Euros.
Yes. It sounds like he's been on there already.
That's a website. No, my friend, I had a friend that used to work for them. When I lived there in Raleigh, North Carolina, my friend used to work for them. Her mom was like the manager, the content manager for them, payout. For them. And so that's how I know about Euros.
There you go.
Wow.
Quick $7 real quick. That's maybe three dates. And so honestly, if you sell yourself short, you know what I'm saying? That'd be like six dates.
I'm not getting, that's how you get sick.
You don't have to have sex with them though. They're older. You probably break their hip if you have sex with them. You know what I'm saying? They're older. It's like grandmas and stuff like that. You probably pick them up, their whole family in front of the house, like, hey, how you doing, Angelo? We heard about you. See, grandma's happy.
All right, so send me the link. I'll look into it.
Yeah.
Sean, look like you at work. How many hustles do you have?
I'm a hustler, man. I have many hustles. I am at work. Like I said, I sell body oil. I sell myself. No, I'm just playing. I used to work for Walmart. I was a manager for them. I used to work at the hospital. I was working three jobs, basically. But now I'm just here. I work for a bingo.
Do you smash people at your job?
No, I'm the GM at my job. No, I don't smash anybody at my job.
No, not just, I mean, what are your jobs? You got 10 jobs and nobody, you know what I'm saying, shit. Walmart.
Have I smashed someone at my job?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I don't smash anybody at my job.
Wow, shit. What the fuck is going on out here in this world?
I smashed a nurse before.
Early.
Well, I say all this to say, I'm hustling. I don't know if I'm doing all that, but you're gonna see a lot of content out of me because I got to just post shit with what I got. So you're going to see a lot of shit out of me because I'm trying to monetize my shit on Instagram, good, YouTube, TikTok. Everything's going to have to make sense. Bully and the Beast, yeah, I'm going to have clips going. Finally, we're going to be having social media presence. That's what it takes sometimes, bro.
It takes a downfall. I get it. It takes a downfall sometimes.
You know, we getting ads and shit lit. So this shit's looking up.
I got my little $20 from Facebook today. So
you got to see that's what I'm talking about, Sean.
You got to start from somewhere.
I need that. Because you probably don't even be posting like that. I really have content. So if I can get monetized on Facebook somehow, that's something I need. I need all the incomes. I got one pot on the stove right now. I need four burners on that bitch.
My Facebook content, my Facebook algorithm is the bomb. My pictures, my stories, they get a lot of plays and reels versus my Instagram. I really need to up my Instagram, you know, and my TikTok. But my Facebook, it be booming.
I'm going to tell this person right here, go sell sperm, go jerk off.
Nigga, the person is me.
Oh, this whole time has been you?
It's me.
go donate some plasma.
Yeah, you be.
It's
all right.
Me.
Go to the blood drive.
I'll see. Well, we got another person that needs advice.
Well, what we got, man?
All right. So they want to send us a DM, Wax, one more time. We're going to send us a DM on Instagram.
Hit us up at Bully and the Beast Podcast. Holler at us.
And the email is?
Oh, I'm sorry. My fault, man. The email is thebullyandthebeastpodcast@gmail.com. How about you, boy?
Yes, sir. All right, let's get into it. So, dear Bully and the Beast, I've smoked weed for 2 to 3 years every day. Bongs, spliffs, carts. Until one day a few months ago, I was a bong head for about a month. I woke up, and as usual, I went to have some cones. So I smoked my cones until I had a very sharp pain and discomfort in my chest. This had never happened before. Felt like I had my heart liver was getting poked and stabbed from the inside. So I thought, I probably just had too fat of a cones, and that's what I just need to get through it. However, this was not the case. Whenever I tried to smoke weed again, the same thing would happen. I have tried taking the tiniest toke, and it still happens. I tried edibles, and the same thing happened. I had some very strong edibles, and my heart felt like it was about to explode. And there was a burning sensation in my chest, and it felt like there was liquid moving around in my chest. This is the worst it has ever been. I am becoming depressed and very bored and stressed out without weed, as I have ADHD and used it to calm me down. One could say I'm going mental. I just want some answers. Help or closure. Please, can you guys help? I've asked other people, and nobody can give me an answer. Help, Bully and the Beast.
Man, ask God to heal you. Because at the end of the day, if somebody tell me I can't blow down, what you talking about? I'm pissed off right now. I got no more raps and shit right now. Fuck. You know what I mean? But it's man, you got to go just have God take that taste and that feeling and everything away from you. You know what I'm saying? Because other than that, you will go crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be on your mind constantly. You're going to continue to keep on trying to take totes and stuff. And that's going to continue to keep hurting you. Whatever it is you're doing, you're hurting yourself. So you have to fall back. You got to find a different vice. Hopefully you don't go stronger and start fucking with coke and crack and shit like that. Just to try to fill a void. Some people go to porn. Some people go to all type of things. I'm telling you to go to Jesus and ask him. He got your back.
You know, I feel like there's, you know, he only tried two ways. He said he smoked and he did edibles.
Yes.
Pretty sure. I remember when we went to the candle spot, they were talking about lotions.
Vapes.
I feel like if he smokes, it hurts him.
Yeah. Even if he eat it, I think he just got something in his body that's not the THC and stuff like that is not rocking with him. You know what I'm saying? Like it's hurting him. So I think whatever it is, you need to go to the doctor and let them know and they'll tell you exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? If not, man, try to get that feeling just up out of you. Ask God to take that thing away. I don't want it no more, Lord. I don't want to smoke.
Sound like they need rehab.
Rehab is like a slingshot, man. Anybody I know that went to rehab went right back and went harder.
I feel like, that's how you learn the tricks at rehab. I'm with the professional.
Yeah, exactly. Because you went there with a bunch of people who all
have different experiences,
mad different ways and shit like that. They tell you, oh, I did this, oh, I did that. Now you
never tried that before, bro.
Yeah, this is how you hide from them. Oh, you got to put it in the hair. You got to put it in there. Come on, I learned more tricks every time I got locked up. I had a new trick when I got home.
That's a fact. Yeah, I remember, I'll never forget when I got sent to Sing Sing for the Scary Straight program. They had to eat lunch with the inmates at the mess hall. And they asked me, like, what are you here for? Like, bro, I found a credit card on the ground and I ordered mad shit to the crib with the shit. And the guy was like, are you crazy? You got to order to an abandoned house on the street.
Yeah, you know, I went to Scary Straight too.
Really?
So I was one of the first people who ever went to Scary Straight.
That's when it was really real, though. They were yelling at people and shit, right?
They was trying to yell at me and shit. I look at these motherfuckers, I beat the shit out of you. Who the fuck you talking to? I ended up eating lunch with the OGs, you know what I mean? He was like, man, you know who you is. This is clown ass niggas. I mean, they trying to get free meals and shit. I know what this shit is. The fuck y'all talking to? I beat the shit out of you, you motherfucker. I'm bigger than your ass.
Boy, no, I don't remember they made me cry, but I was like, oh yeah, this shit's real.
They definitely made you cry. You cry and everything. Guaranteed cry. You scared as a motherfucker.
Angela, you a crybaby?
I knew they wasn't gonna do anything. I just was like, damn. I mean, the only reason why I would cry is if they broke me down. Like, bro, you son, you can't be doing this, man. Like, I've been here for 30 years. That's my life. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Angela, I can't believe you're a crybaby.
I get very emotional, especially now. Like, bro, I just lost my camera. I'm really about to cry. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
So you ain't cry yet?
I'm just trying, because what does that actually solve, though? I'm about resolutions.
Yeah, there you go. You sound like a man.
Euros.
We got to work.
Euros. Yeah. Euros.
You ever been arrested or anything, Sean?
Say that again.
Have you ever been arrested or anything?
Yes, I've been arrested for domestic, public intoxication.
I can see that.
Disorderly conduct and assault.
Oh, so we got four. That's four different times, or
no, three different times.
Yeah.
So the first time I stayed 9 hours in jail, I wasn't scared. I was like, damn, I gotta go hard in this bitch because niggas gonna really fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I gotta go hard in this bitch. That was the first time. That was for the assault, and then with the disorderly conduct, I probably stayed there probably like a good hour. So I wasn't there long.
I bet you had to go do some time. That'd be, Lord have mercy.
I've never been in.
But those 9 hours, I had to go hard those 9 hours.
Word.
Yeah.
All right. So listen,
I'm gonna tell this dude right here, bro. Like I said, man, you really have to get that taste out of your mouth and everything because it's not working for you. It's really not worth it. It's weed or your life. That's what it sounds like right now. You know what I'm saying? So we don't want that. Like, you got to find a different vice. Hope it's just Jesus. And drink some more. So be like, you know what? Find a reason to really start working out and using that time that you'll be smoking because you're saying you're bored. Start working out. Every time you think about smoking, start doing push-ups. You know what I'm saying? Find something else that's going to kick your mind off. Because after 30 days of anything repetitive like that, you're going to, you know what I'm saying? You're going to sit there and have a
glass of wine.
Nah, anybody's trying to wine shit. Not from weed. Weed the wine? No. Because he's gonna be drinking as much as he was smoking, and he fucked. You know what I'm saying? What you try to do to the man? Get a DUI.
The
legally highest seltzer drink, then, right?
Oh yeah, get you legally highest. That's the number one sponsor for the IMAP network. Legally highest.
Yeah, but I think as soon as he get that feeling of getting high because he had an edible, I think it started fucking his heart up. So it's something to do with just his whatever the weed do to you, making you high, is doing that to his heart. It's fucking him up. But a lot of people can't do that.
For anxiety. Like he sure he wasn't on fentanyl or anything like that?
Yeah, no, he said he tried it multiple times and multiple things, like smoking them edibles. So I think it's like fucking with his anxiety. Because when people have anxiety, they say they feel like they're about to have a heart attack and shit like that. So I think it's fucking with your anxiety. It's fucking with your heart and stuff like that. I think you need to go get that checked out. Or whatever you're thinking about when you get high, you need to stop thinking about that. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, so two things. Yeah, so like I said, he tried drinking the THC. Just try drinking seltzer or whatever, a liquid version of it. You didn't try that. Also, I think my friend Kenny had the same issue. He woke up and started having chest pains every time he smoked. He said he just took a break. He took a 3-month break. It didn't smoke at all. Came back 3 months later and was gone. He smoked.
Ended up in jail.
Huh?
Ended up in jail.
I mean, he went.
Still, 3 months of smoking, man. Not a smoker. He started being a bad person.
Oh, that's how I feel? Yeah. Losing your mind for 3 months.
Like, what the fuck? This is what life is really about?
That's what he's saying. It's like sometimes like for, when you masturbate too much and your dick gets that scab on it, you gotta take a break.
Oh, wow.
Thank God I was getting pussy.
Thank God.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Okay, let's take a second from the Bully and the Beast podcast to talk about Factor. Now, I know a lot of us have fitness goals. We want to look right in our clothes. We want our bodies to be snatched and on point. And now's the time to do it. But sometimes we're a little too busy to figure out what we can eat to get that goal started. So you can get started on your resolutions with Factor so you're ready for this new year. Now, Factor is ready to eat meal, delivers, and takes the stress out of meal planning. It sets you up for success for the new year. Skip the grocery stores, prep work, and cooking fatigue. Instead, get chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals delivered directly to your door. How easy is that? It's over 35 meals to choose from per week, so you're never going to get bored. And they also have options like keto, calorie smart, vegan, which I love, veggie, and more. Plus over 55 weekly add-ons. You'll have a ton of nutrients and flavorful options to kickstart your resolutions. Now you can forget frantic lunch preps and rush dinners. Factor's 2-minute meals are your secret weapon in the new year. Fuel up fast with restaurant quality meals, all delivered right to your door. And 2-minute meals, who can beat that? Now, Factor offers loads of snack options like breakfast, smoothies, juices, snacks, and more to keep me going no matter what's on the schedule. And I'm sure y'all are going to love this too. You can skip the overpriced takeout trap. You know, when you think you're only paying like $20, then you get to the delivery fees and you're paying damn near $100. Well, Factor is cheaper and way more delicious and cleaner than takeout. Get chef-crafted, restaurant-quality meals delivered directly to your door. They're ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes, which means more time for you, your family, and to focus on your other goals. Need a special occasion meal? This is super easy. Gourmet Plus is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easily. Nobody would even know that this is like a delivery service. It'll be kind of like Ms. Doubtfire. You know, when things get hectic, Factor is super flexible for you as well. They'll change your order up every week with plans from 4 to 18 meals per week. Or you can reschedule your deliveries anytime. It's super easy. Stress less over mealtime in the new year. Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Free up time otherwise spent on shopping, cooking, and cleanup. No more wasting time in the damn kitchen, because who wants to stay there all the time? Not only does Factor offer fast, simple solutions when I'm too busy to cook, they also help me stay on top of my goals so I can keep it right and keep it tight. They got offerings like Protein Plus, Keto, all kind of special meal plans so I can stay on track. And I know you too want to get that body right. This is definitely going to come in handy for those New Year goals. Factor has everything we need for a week of flavorful, nutritious meals. I love Factor. This is my new go-to. And in addition to ready-to-eat meals, they have those cold-pressed juices, smoothies, energy bites, extra protein, veggie sides, and more to keep me energized during frantic times when I don't have the time to cook. Healthy, delicious, and convenient. Head to factormeals.com/bully50 and use code bully50 to get 50% off. That's half off. All you got to do is use code bully50 at factormeals.com/bully50 to get 50% off. Now back to our show.
So usually at this point we do the round table talk, but the word on the street. Since we got a special guest in the building, Sean from the Face the Fact podcast, I want to get introduced into the spicy round.
The spicy round.
So give us an introduction, a rundown of what it is again, and let's ask Wax some spicy questions.
Ask Wax a spicy question. I lost some of my damn cars. Oh, no, I didn't. Hold on.
Don't forget, I'm a Christian.
That's okay. I'm a Christian as well. I go to church on Sundays. I just think the last Sunday, so now the devil is really up in the game.
I was listening to it online. You know what I mean?
So the spicy round is I ask you a series of questions that are all sexual. You can answer them if you like, or you don't have to answer them. Or you can give the politically correct way of answering. It's up to you. I prefer you to answer the question.
Jesus. All right.
All right. So you ready?
Let's rock. Let's see what we got.
All right. The dirtiest thing you ever said while you was masturbating.
The dirtiest thing I said I hope nobody caught me. Catch me.
That ain't dirty.
But that is dirty.
Okay, you can.
Oh, nobody catch me. That's what I say.
Describe your most intense orgasm. That's the payout.
Well, actually, say this now.
That's the payout.
I guess when I was sneaking.
You don't even know.
I don't know.
Sneak aware.
I guess it's the my very first one I ever did in my life, because we always chasing that. It's like the first high, I guess. So, you know, I don't remember. I don't even remember them shit.
Okay, speaking of orgasms, what do your orgasm face look like?
Take
off your glasses.
Take off the glasses. I'm not even here. If I take off the glasses, then I'll be here.
Take off your glasses.
I'm not here. My orgasm face. I like to. I scream like a lion. Like I try to motivate the woman like so much more. But even though it is good and everything, but you just like you got to motivate them and let them know it's the best thing in the fucking world. Like, oh my gosh. You like gotta really exaggerate this shit, like you know what I mean?
So your face looks hysterical.
Yes, like a lion, like.
All right, so I could get like four more for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather nut in somebody or on them?
It all depends on, you know what I'm saying? If it's my wife and just some bird or something, you know, back in the day and shit like that. You know what I mean? Definitely on them. You got to make sure you see it. Like, I got to make sure you can't lie and say I might be the poppy, because if I just smashed the first night, I know other niggas smashed the first night. You know what I mean? So that goes on the body.
Okay, we're getting down to the nitty gritty. Do you like aura or anal better?
Huh?
Do you like oral or anal better?
What's that?
Do you like oral sex or anal sex better?
Hey, do you like getting head? Or do you are you sticking in a girl's booty hole?
Like head all day. What kind of time for that shit? Be there all fucking night.
Oh, no.
We don't have time for that shit all the time, man.
Since you like head, do you like when your partner goes to Gucci Land?
What's that?
When she's licking between your asshole and your neck, the little line.
I mean, I don't really care for all that, but if she do that, she want to go down there and look silly. Like, I hope I can get a chance to take a picture. So we argue. Yeah, we argue about. Shut the fuck up. Look at your ass and right. Jump his ass.
Last question. Have you ever hot dog your partner?
Talk to me. What's that?
When you take your dick and rub it up between her booty cheeks.
Nah, I be trying to get to it. You know what I mean? I got time to play around games and shit like that. I'm really here to prove a point where you talking shit earlier. It's like, man, fuck that. Man, you talking shit? Like, I got thought he played around no booty cheeks shit like that. Nope.
All right. I think you faced the fact. You passed the spicy round.
Hey, spicy round. Word. Wait, so Max, you don't do foreplay at all? You just be getting, fuck it, do it.
I stretch when I go to the gym sometimes, you know what I mean? A lot of times I ain't got to stretch. But foreplay is like, I don't know. Shit, I don't care. You about to run up the stairs. Like, I'm already shabby. That's foreplay already.
That's crazy.
Like, I don't know how long is foreplay supposed to stay. Like, I don't know. What's foreplay then?
When do you role play?
It's cool. It's cool, but it'd be like...
something they role play at? Whoa, what's that?
I don't even know, man. I let the women do everything. Yeah, I don't really like dressing up.
Yeah, you know Cops and Robbers. Batman and
yeah, I let them do everything. You know, if I come home, whatever is the theme or whatever the case may be, I'm, you know, what I mean, I play my part.
Wax your sex life sounds boring.
It is like I've been doing it for so long. It's like I ain't too much more I could do unless I try to, you know, what I mean, that's like I said, I let the girls do everything. I let them go ahead and do it. I don't really, you know, do too much. I just make sure, like at the end. Like, a lot of people be doing all these type of things and then the girl never orgasmed. Then it's like, I know what I'm here for. I'm like Babe Ruth. I'm hitting the motherfucking, you know what I mean, home runs. That's what it's about for me. All them basics.
Angelo.
If you never make a home run, that's a problem.
What's up, Sean?
You know, there's always two sides to a story. I think he really probably a little bitch in the bedroom. He probably be like,
Nah, man, I can't be all that. Man, I keep my Tims on, man. I be working out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's time to work out. It's a workout. Like, we doing sit-ups and all that type of shit. Squats and all terrible. That shit.
So please don't, no, you're not. Like, oh, God. Grab him back. Terrifying.
It's a workout. Everything is to try to grow and try to be better than we was yesterday. Even if we have a sex, we should be working out. You know what I'm saying? I think that's very important. Let's try to do some sit-ups and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We doing planks and some shit. Work out.
Well, let's get into another topic. I want to talk about this Hot 50. Hold on. What was it? Yeah, screenshot of this shit.
What's going on out here in these news, man?
Ja Rule's getting played again.
Yeah. Well, Ja, what up?
John, what up? I just saw this shit. I thought I screenshotted it. Motherfucking Ja Rule was left off the top 50 greatest rappers list.
Why, man?
I didn't see what he said.
Ja should have made it. Ja had some of his time. Regardless, people try to clown him and stuff like that. Ja had a good run, yo.
Were you a 50 Cent fan when he came out, or?
Yeah, I was everybody fan. I mean, I like good music. Everybody had great music at that time. I like the way that everybody was, you know, competing against each other. I mean, I hate the actual beef when people died and stuff like that. But you know, all you know,
It was good though. I actually really did like it. You know what I'm saying? But you know, a lot of stuff right now is going on. A lot of stuff do be going too far. But it was a lot of great music out there, and you had to be really good back in the day to, you know, make good music. And that's the time where he had to be good, and he was one of the guys up there. So you can't take that away from him. I think you should give him something.
But he's a rapper. He's definitely considered a rapper, not like an artist or some shit like that. Like, maybe that's why he was like, why do you think he was left off?
I think it, because of all the other gimmicks and stuff like that was attached to it. But I think he should definitely do it, man, because he had his time. Like, he was all over there.
Okay, so we're going to play a game between the both of y'all. I got the list up right now. Who do you think is the top five on that list?
Top five?
On this list.
Rappers?
Yeah. I'm on the list that Ja Rule got left off of on the website, the Billboard website. And what do you think your guess is on who's the top five on the list? Starting at number five. Going down.
Five. I would say five. I say Ludacris.
Okay, he's not in the top five at all. I wonder what he's at. Let me figure out what he's at. What he's at. He's 39.
So let's say 50.
Okay, that's two. 50 Cent is... he's not on it. He's 17. He's 17.
He's 17.
Number five, Tupac.
Let me see. No, but Tupac is top five.
Yeah. All right, let's say Eminem.
Yep, Eminem's number five.
All right. Biggie.
Let me see.
11.
Nah, that'd be fucked up. Wow. The Tupac is four. Wow. Biggie six.
Biggie six. And Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's number one on this list.
No, that's
ding,
wrong.
Ding, 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 ding,
that's
ding.
Right, so is Hov.
Nah, should have been number one.
Nas is two.
Nas is three.
Okay. So is Hov, Nas,
Rakim. Rakim's not top five.
Who we missing?
You said Eminem. You said Eminem and Tupac. There's one more you didn't name, but I'll give you a hint. He's more of this new era. The number two.
Ross?
No.
I'm a gospel guy. You don't be knowing nobody, really. Somebody new right now?
Please don't. No, do not say Future.
No.
No, Drake.
Nope. Oh, I don't know what Drake is.
Drake don't rap, he's saying.
That's what I'm saying. He's not really a rapper. Yeah, I don't think Drake's on the list. I think he would be number one. But yeah, he's not.
Who, Kendrick?
No, okay. The
yeah,
new one.
No, it's Kendrick. Yep, you got it.
Kendrick, yeah. I was about to say Kendrick.
So, Dad, where's J. Cole at?
J. Cole. Let me see. Oh shit, I don't see the name. I don't think he's on here. What? That's bullshit. Ain't no way. Oh no.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
No, my computer's too. He's 15.
Yeah, okay. But
number 15 on the list. So, damn, Ja
Rule. Is Lil Baby on the list?
Oh god, let me see. Lil Wayne's number 7, by the way.
So.
I don't think Lil Baby's on it. That'd be wild. Drake's number 8. Snoop Dogg's number 9. Nicki Minaj 10.
Yeah.
Kanye 11. Rakim's 13. Oh, Cool J. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
Scarface?
I mean, Scarface, all of them nice, but I think Ja, you know what I mean? He should definitely have been on it.
I wonder who should be on here. But yeah.
That's that. Let's get into Black Excellence.
What we got, man?
So I don't know if you've seen this post. I'm gonna DM it to you real quick and go watch it. Basically, I'm gonna describe it real quick. It was a black man
teaching a group of black kids how to look like a, you know, I didn't watch the whole video, but maybe it was a change the tire or change the brakes on the car.
Yeah, I like that. I did see that.
Virgin King. Yeah, I'm gonna just send it so I can play it in.
Hey, you take this freaking pad out right here. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Now, like I'll tell you, these don't need change. You understand?
Yes,
these are fine. See how thick that is right there?
Yes,
if it needed to be changed, it would be way lower. Like it would be close, way close down. So you got a lot of thickness right
check
here.
Check your DM, Wack. Oh, right, I'm sending it to you too, Sean. So you can see
plenty
it.
Of time, but that's how you replace it. You replace it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, you're on your phone, so you can't see it. Never mind.
Same way. You understand?
Yes,
that's how you gonna do that. You gonna put that bad boy in just like.
It's really dope.
Yeah.
A lot of kids do not know how to change tires. They don't know how to look at oil. They don't know how to take out the garbage. Like, we got to, everybody was got to be trained to do every single thing. The only reason why I know how to do certain things is I either did it or I was trained to do it. You know what I'm saying? Experience is the best teaching. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, kudos to my guy right there, man. Appreciate you, man. Because all of them is our kids. You know what I'm saying? If I see any dude that be out there hungry or distressed or I don't care if his tire is flat on his bike. If I could help him out to get his better tire, one of our youngins like that, I'm definitely try to help him out. So appreciate you, brother.
Playing your did you have a guy like that when you were growing up, like that in the neighborhood, like somebody that
goes
to?
I had a bunch of those, you know what I'm saying? A lot of those my family members, and we still do that right now. You know what I mean? We always help out. I had a toy drive right here at my spot. We always, you know, try to help out for the community and the kids and stuff like that. It's very, very important.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
You don't know who's gonna be who.
That's a fact, because these kids, you know, nothing's like even the kids that I've from around this neighborhood. Like, yo, you remember? Like, I remember you when I was a kid. I'm like, oh yeah, what's up, bro? Like, word. And, like, when I was a camp counselor, all those kids that were my campers. Like, yo, you was the best camp counselor I ever had. Like, yeah, I'm him, bro. Mad chill. We see them at the bar and shit. Now they are like 21, 23 years old. Now I'm like, damn. Because I was a camp counselor when I was like 18. That was 18, like almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, you know, we got to do things for the community. You never know who these kids are going to be. You never know what motivate them, you know. Even just throwing the ball with them. They might be like, oh, I want to play ball. Teach them how to do a try. They might want to start doing things and mechanics and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know what sparks them. They don't know nothing. And like me, I ain't know nothing until I did it. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing right now.
Oh,
this is my first time doing the first. This is the first time I ever did anything I'm doing right now in my whole life. You know what I'm saying? So,
uncharted territory.
Yo, good luck. Good job, bro. I like that. What else we got?
Shit. Wax's ABCs is next.
Wax's ABCs.
Yeah, what we got, man? Give me a good English word, man.
Let me see, son. What's the weather like down there? You in North Carolina and South Carolina? Is it pretty much the same shit?
It was cold. It was cold last week and shit like that, but it's a little warm now. All week it's supposed to be like the 70s and shit, so it should be all right next couple of months, you know what I mean? It's gonna warm all the way up. Things back jumping, you know what I mean?
It's that I get you sick weather here.
Yeah, I mean, people got their chests out and shit. You can't be out here trying to be cute. You're trying to be cute out here. You're always going to be cute in the bed. The sniffles.
So you're in South Carolina, what?
Yes, sir.
What part?
Charleston area.
Yeah.
What's that word?
Is it still snowing up there, Angela?
No, it's done. Fuck the snow, bro. I can't believe I broke my car, man. I'm getting it fixed. God's blessings, though. Thank God my pops, bro, is a mechanic. And he was like, bro, it's not that bad. Cause also, my inspection was expired on my car. And so when I was calling the insurance, they were like, yeah, inspection's expired. So we can't even cover shit for you, bro. You on your own. Sorry about that. Click.
Man.
Thankfully, no, it's just the tire job and, just like the axles broke, ordered the new parts. So we're putting it back together. You'd be back on the road, man. Just gotta make this money. The bottom line is, that's the name of the game in the area we live in. You gotta have bread, bro. If you have bread, you're good money. Cause everything you just gotta pay. You just gotta pay for shit. That's all people want, money.
Pay for everything. That's what I got to do.
Yeah, but you're okay though, right? You're not hurting anything.
I'm hurt in my soul.
Yeah, man.
Your soul is fucking
Give me an English word, brother.
Yeah. I had one. It is embroilment. I'm going to see if I can lower my brightness.
Embroilment.
Okay. What's the definition?
Embroilment is an embryo.
This is the guy Waxman learning.
That is an embryo that was meant from something else. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, say it was like an embryo, like the people be switching the embryos in the hospital. So it's like, everybody be, I used to have to nut on eggs and shit like that. And that's how, like in the sperm bank, you nut on eggs. So I nutted on the wrong embryo. And that's an embryo meant for somebody else. So they got them all switched up.
All right, I'll say it in a sentence.
I went to the sperm bank to go nut on some eggs. Yeah, I used to get paid for that shit. And one of the embryo mints was switched up because it was meant for somebody else. And I grabbed it and nutted on that shit too.
All right. Well, that's definitely not the definition. Sean, do you know what the definition of embroilment might be without looking it up?
Without looking it up?
There it is.
Embroilment. Okay. Mint is kind of more something established. Let me see. Let me go back to my word parts. Embroilment, something, broil. I think of something that is out of order. Something like a political, something out of stance, out of order. Confusion or something like that. That's right. That's my guess. Something dealing with confusion and a political stance.
Close. An embroilment is just another term for an argument.
Yeah, they just pissed off that I got the embryo.
Duh. All right, guys. Sean, is there anything you want to promote? Anything you got coming forward, man? Guys, you got to check out the podcast, Face the Fact.
Just check out the podcast, Face the Fact. Y'all can find it on Lil CC TV on YouTube. Follow the Face the Fact podcast on IG. It's called Face the Fact Podcast. And follow me, DeSean Adams, on IG and Facebook and TikTok.
Dope. Yeah, about to be the next big thing, man. Let's work. Part of Polymath. Let's get it.
Appreciate you, Angelo, man.
Why don't we try to pull you in as much as we can? Wax, you got anything coming up? Any events?
Yeah, always got everything coming up, man. Y'all go to place2go_SC, man. You know, come stay at the cabin, come play around out here, come do some things, come eat, drink, sleep shit. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you. place2go_SC and my IG is Wax King, WAXKYNG. Leave a nice comment, not all the bad comments and shit like that.
God
bless us, everybody, man. I love it, actually, man. Content is key, right? You know what I'm saying? So I let people do it, let people be. God bless everybody.
I'm surprised not blocking nobody. I block everybody.
No, I ain't removing nothing, man. God bless them, man. Listen. God be the glory, good, bad, happy, or sad, man. When you live like that, you're living with God's journey and you know it. You know, all this type of stuff is added. It's supposed to be. So I'm not going to try to delete it if it's supposed to be there for it. You know what I'm saying?
It's supposed to be there. People are just saying anything. They can't get shine.
God bless it to all of them, man. It's all a part of the plan, man. It's part of the plan. If you try to change the plan, that means it's going to be something else. You don't want something else. You want it. Give me it. God bless us to everybody, brother.
Guys, once again, man, I'm probably going to put a couple of links in the description, man. I need a new camera. I fucking lost my shit, man. Help me out. It's just stressful, man. Let's get back.
I'll send you something towards your
appreciate it. ASAP. And everybody that donates, I'm going to try to look out. I got to look out for them some way, shape, or form. Like, a video or something, man. Let's get it.
Yeah, give me some clips. I got $1 for you. Let's go.
Play the beast.
All right.
Guys, make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend how let your boy.
And that's Bolina B.
Make sure y'all follow us. You know, Angelo, you didn't let me do my saying though. Really?
You better go ahead. It's your time to shine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's my time to shine. All right, this your boy, your girl, whatever y'all want to call me on the internet. Hey, girl. Hey.
Yes, sir, guys. Bully the Beast. We'll catch you next week. Peace.
Yes, yes.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.